first five moves in business. How to start a business. I'm doing a little driving episode. Here's what I wish I would have known like 3 months ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. I could have started this in 2016. I just didn't know these simple things. So stay to the end to know the final tip, the most important tip out of all these things. Stay to the end and you'll hear that. But tip number one, find someone who wants to expand and use your skills. Well, that brings up two questions. How do you find someone that wants to expand? And what skills do you have? I'll tell you, for me, my skills, I'm very analytical with social media and creative. I understand how things fit together. I understand how to create articles. I did journalism in community college. I was the photo editor. This breaks down to a lot of other things too. Like, I knew how to approach people and take their picture on the street. Okay. So if you want to start doing anything with business, get very comfortable walking up to strangers on the street. Okay. So that one skill broke down into a lot of different things already. And a lot of people will say, like, the one thing you need to do is do this. I'm trying to save you time by understanding what these things mean. So what it means when someone says, find someone that wants to expand. You have to go to the place where people with money are. Like, if you listen to anyone online who is giving really good advice, they're going to say all these things, but they're not going to say it in chronological order. So basically, I don't know if this is helpful. It might be helpful. Who knows? I actually might be onto something with this. But you need to go to a place where people congregate that have money, that have businesses. That was a Lexus LF. That was pretty sick. I think I know where that guy... I think I've seen that guy at where I work right now. But anyway, so you need to go where people congregate and they have money. You need to look nice. You need to be approachable. You need to approach people. Ask them hard questions. You need to walk up to someone who looks like they have a business. How do you get their attention, though? For me, this is really easy. I just grew up being really good at getting people's attention in any situation because I grew up in some really unique environments. So what does this mean for you? Okay, if you want to start a business, you also have to understand that time works differently in business. You can't have an idea and then try and execute it all really quick. Do it slow. Everything is like slow. Work fast, but be slow. I had this problem in 2018, the first time I tried to start doing this. I thought everything was something that had to happen really quick. Like, you had an idea, you didn't want to lose it. Don't do that. Work very slow and deliberately. Create the idea, expand the idea very slowly. What does this mean? This means that when you think you want to do something, like you want to create a social media page or you want to create an LLC, don't do it. Write it down. Buy a legal pad. Do not give a shit about using too many pages. I know it sounds stupid, but I... Why is the heat so high in this car? I had this difficulty. I did not want to use up the pages in my legal pad. I know how stupid that sounds. It sounds so stupid. Buy a pack of 10 legal pads, fill up the first 3 pages of every single one of them. Write down ideas. Write down thoughts. Especially write down goals. Why? Because this shows you that you have ideas and they're in your head. You need to get them out onto paper. Sorry, I'm a little bit sick right now. I gotta spit this out the window, but it's too much traffic. Okay, so you have the ideas, you're writing them down. You're filling up your notepads, the first few pages, Just write them all down on the first few pages. Don't worry about using too much paper. Write it big. Sometimes write it small. Why is this important, though? This is what I wish I would have known. Had I done these things, had I created these habits all that time ago, I would have been much farther ahead than I am right now. I've probably said that 15 times already. Okay. So once you start doing that, don't worry about ideas. Write big goals and then say, okay, if it were possible to have these goals achieved, if it were possible to have a client for $3,300 a month, for $10,000 a month, for 12 months, how would I get there? Okay. Next, I don't know what's next. Okay. Let me, I'm getting too far ahead of myself. I don't know where I'm driving right now either. So you have people, you have the paper, you want to go approach someone. So you got to figure out your skills. I don't need to write my skills down. I'm pretty confident in what they are. That doesn't mean I will never write my skills down. It just means right now I'm so focused on executing on the things that I promised that I don't need to write my skills down. What are your skills? That's probably the next question you have. Who to help? How the hell can you help them? First, having the belief that you can help them. Doing social media is just the super easy thing that anyone my age I know is capable of doing, right? We all understand social media. We're all great at social media, whatever. Okay, so then comes the self-doubt part. Am I really good at social media? Can I actually get people more leads on social media? So then you start questioning, and then you start having doubt. That doubt isn't real, okay? Let me try and prove that to you. Can you pick up your phone and take a video? Can you post that on different social media channels? If the answer is yes, then you have the skills. The reason is, this is the proof in the pudding. A lot of people who are making money with business do not have the time or the understanding of how to use the simplest of social media tools. They are very intelligent people. They just haven't taken the time, and it seems so difficult for them to sit down and learn something that you have already learned. You've already taken the time, countless hours, to go and learn these skills, learn how to use these tools. Now, if you have a grandfather that's really great at building things, you walk into the work shed, you don't know how to use half the tools, right? These are tools that you use with your hands. We have no idea what they all do or how to use them or how to do anything with them. Keep it very simple. You are doing these things for the business owner. You're helping them understand how to post. You're helping them feel confident. What's the thing that you lack most when you're in the tool shed? When you're trying to build a table? It's not necessarily the tools, it's the confidence of how to use the tools. Because most tools are the same. That's a key point right here. Most tools on the internet, once you learn them, you basically learn all of them. They're all software, everything is the same, just rebranded, repackaged. So once you know how to use a software, we are all confident in our generation how to use basically all the software. Once you're familiar with a little bit of AI, you can use ChatGPT, then you can be pretty sure that you know how to use all of the other AI softwares. You need to have confidence in yourself. That's the step number two. Have insane confidence. People pay you for confidence that you have in doing the simple tasks. It's actually really that simple. I always try to overcomplicate things, think that you can only make money if you're super smart. No, not true. Very, very not true. Okay, so that was step one and two. Step one, find someone And then that broke down into a bunch of other steps, how to approach the person, how to say, like, are you doing, how to analyze them is the next step. How to analyze if they are using these things or not. So you have to get their attention, figure out, hey, are they using these tools? Most likely, they are not using these tools, right? Sorry, my brain is dead tired. I'm a little bit sick. Why did I drive this way? That's funny. Okay, so yeah, most likely they're not using the tools. They have no one to teach them how. And that's where you come in. And you say, okay, if you pay me this much money, I will handle all of these tools for you all the time. And yeah. Okay. Ow, my head hurts. All right, so how to approach the person, how to analyze what they need. Okay, that's pretty much it. So yeah, the execution of these ideas is fairly simple. How to generate leads. Every business needs more leads. That was the thing that sounded the scariest to me at first. I'm like, well, what if I can't generate leads? Forget that. You can definitely generate leads. Super easy. Go to Facebook, create a lead ad, get a phone number and an email, and then contact that person. And then that breaks down into more steps. Like how to follow up with someone, and follow-up tools are like Facebook Pixel, remarketing, retargeting, getting them in to follow a social media channel so they constantly see you and you're constantly top of mind. All of these things you can charge a lot of money for to do for someone, because that is what businesses need. They need more people to talk to them. So yeah, I don't know. That's really, really what you need to do. Yeah. Okay. Wow. I don't know. Those are my thoughts right now. I should go run home and go eat. There's probably more I could say. My brain is just kind of dead right now. So, yeah, just drove around in a circle for 30 minutes. And yeah. Trying to think here. No, that's it. Okay. Thanks for listening. See you again soon. Bye.